Angry Bastard Radio. I'm on a boat.
Brand new.
Oh, shit. Radio show. Angry Bastard Radio.
Everybody in the
club. Let me run for a minute. I'm going to jump off.
Stay on your motherfucking door. We running this like
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Hey, you fucking music.
I'm on a boat, motherfucker, take a look at me. Straight floating on a boat on the deep blue sea. Busted by night, wind whipping at my coat. You can't stop me, motherfucker, cause I'm on a boat.
Pick your drink, I'm on a boat, bitch. We drinking Santana champ, cause it's so crisp. I got my swim trunks and my flipping flopping. I'm flipping burgers, you at Kinko straight.
Getting everybody away, but this ain't SeaWorld. This is real as it gets. I'm on a boat, motherfucker. Don't you ever forget.
I'm on a boat, and it's going fast, and I got an nautical theme. Patch me to Afghan. I'm the king of the world on a boat like Leo. If you own the show, then you show not me. Oh,
get the fuck up. This boat is real.
Brooklyn, I'm on a boat, motherfucker.
Holding it down. Angry Bastard Radio Experience. Hit us up, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We've been gone for a long time. Well, actually, like maybe a week or so. But now we're back in full effect. That shit right there was I'm on a Boat by Incredibad and fucking T-Pain. That's a hot-ass track. I don't give a fuck what you say. That was a hot motherfucking track. But while I'm getting myself together and promoting and all that shit, I'm going to play a couple of tracks before I can actually, you know, so I can let motherfuckers know because I've been too busy downloading songs and, you know, getting shit proper for you people out there. But to tell you the truth, I want to hear that shit again because that shit was fire. I mean, and since, you know, the station lets you speak your motherfucking mind, and we practically pretty much do whatever the fuck we want, I'm going to play it again. I know somebody out there like, yeah, I wanted to hear that joint again. You know what I mean? So you know what? Damn it, this is for you. And for those of you that said, I want to hear that stupid ass song again, I'm sorry, but hey, it is what it is. Right now, this is by Incredibad off the Lonely Island album. It's called I'm on a Boat. Keep it locked to the beat of Anywhere. Angry Bastard Radio, let's go.
Oh, shit! The
replay
was ready, it's about to go down. Everybody in the place hit the fucking deck. But stay on your motherfucking toes. We running this, let's go.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat.
I'm on a boat, motherfucker, take a look at me. Straight floating on a boat on the deep blue sea. Busted by night, wind whipping at my
Welcome back. I'm your boy GQ holding it down on this lovely, Tuesday. And tonight's episode is actually going to be a smooth and funny one. And you know, that's just what we do on this radio show we call Angry Bastard Radio. Now, I'm in the process of getting a hold of my team so they would know that we're on. Let's see, who else am I missing out? SD. And let's see. Who else are we missing? I'm on a boat. I never really been in it. Let's see. Is that it? I believe, my people, that might just be it. All right. Well, look, we're going to keep it moving with, we're going to keep it moving with some more music. Some more brand new music. Let's see. We actually have. What can I put on for these people? Got so much new music. So many choices. You know what? This is what we're gonna put on right here. You know, normally we don't really put that much music on. We do more talking than anything. But I feel as though this is the main event, you know, the welcome back hour. So with that being said and done, I'm just bless y'all with some, you know, some of anything. So I will play a Jada Kiss, but I'll wait till SD and them get in because, you know, that's their shit. Like, they like listening to fucking D-Block. So and when they get in the building, I'll, you know, lace them off with that. But let's see, what can I play for you people out there in Radio Land? What can I play? what can I play for motherfuckers out there? What do we got for motherfuckers that didn't know shit? Alright, for motherfuckers that didn't know shit, we ain't got shit! Back to you, you punk motherfucker! Anyway, this is your boy GQ holding out. This is some brand new Jada Kiss called Magic City. Keep it locked. It's your boy. Hey, don't step on a fucking keyboard. It's your boy GQ. Let's go.
I spend the money in the club, man, but I make it back. It's like magic, baby. Get the money, nigga, left without a care. Watch me do a trick when I throw it in the air. I make it disappear. I make it disappear. Now watch the money reappear. I'm in the club, popping bottles like there's no tomorrow. Watch the money vanish in the crowd of smoke. I make it disappear. I make it disappear. Now watch the money reappear.
I'm out. As soon as the liquor kick in, the money come out, and it don't ever run out. Patron shots, hold your head back, stick your tongue out. You about to turn the VIP section to the fun house. See the cloud of smoke, you know where it's popping at. 50s falling out the sky, hundreds on top of that. I'ma get it back from the block where they clocking at. I'm a crook, but I don't rock a mask or a stocking cap. Honey's on the table, I'm wondering where the bottle's at. Got a hand on it, I wonder if she gon' swallow that. Choppers in the trunk outside where the Impala's at. You ain't never gotta ask me where them dollars at.
Without air, watch me do a trick when I throw it in the air. I make it disappear. Now watch the money reappear. I'm in the club, popping bottles like there's no tomorrow. Watch the money vanish in the cloud of smoke. I make it disappear. I make it disappear. Now watch the money reappear.
Come back.
Money reappear. I'm making magic in the air.
Can't take it with you, so while you here, you enjoy it. I take offense when somebody asks if I can afford it. I'm buying
out
cases in the club just to pour it. The honey see the money, ain't no way they can ignore it. Drink till you fall out, we gon' really fall out. Gave me 10 stacks just to chill, I threw it all out. Rap check slow up, price of the brick go up. I come through in that new thing, throw up. Quarter mil just on diamonds, the hook to glow up. Empty my pockets while I'm rhyming and show up. You don't realize it till it hit you. Before I even notice what was spent, I'm getting it back triple.
Brand new Tony Yates, well, Tony Mockberg, Max B, Jada Kiss.
Uh-huh. Heat it up.
Keep it up. Keep it up. Hurry up.
Couple of punks hating till I put them through hell. Introduced them to Satan. Not a teacher, but I could teach them a lesson. Shoot them while he's sneezing. God bless them. Got change and didn't change.
Okay.
They love my style. I married the game without walking down the aisle. You do a lot of dirt, make sure your money pile.
Wow.
If I turn to 20, if you blow it in trial. Fed's trying to build a case. I ain't worried. Lawyer comes with a shovel. Every case gets buried.
Right.
You know what they say. Do dirt, you get dirt. Face painted on a wall.
One more track, and then we're going to get back to the real shit going on. This is called Success by Lil Weezy.
Pardon the swag, but bitch, it's Carte. Long bread, I don't eat shark cake. How come I can't miss a woman like I can't miss court dates? Cheese, but she's not in this portrait. Yeah, life's fine, but I don't portray. I'm on the other side, but it is a sharp gate. I don't want the glow, I want the glory. And I'ma fuck the world, but this is just foreplay. Tired of hearing bullshit, bring on the cow shit. Haven't met a smell that stinkier than owl shit. And that's word to Toronto. So high up, I got birds in the condo.
DJ White Owl,
that a female dog? Ask her who I am to her, and she yell God. Weezy baby, I go real hard. No further details, boy.
That motherfucker, yo, you know what, man? I'm done, man. It's like, I got so much shit from Lil Wayne. Like, I got, like, everywhere I see mixtapes and all types of shit, which is nothing but Lil Wayne. And that shit, like, I, like, oh, man, I don't know. That's being motherfucking fresh as in the fucking building, man.
That's whack.
That shit was garbage. Garbage!
Hey, that beat was hard, though. Yeah, the beat was hot. For a
chair. Yeah, but his lyrics was ass. Like, what the fuck are you saying, nigga?
He said one thing that kind of caught my ear, but I forgot. So, it wasn't that impressive.
Word. If you forgot, then it wasn't really that impressive. Yo, what do you think about these guys,
something he said in the beginning. He said something in the beginning that was all right.
Yeah. What do you think about these Incredibad niggas?
Now, who?
Exactly. They're called Incredibad.
So how is that? That's a group?
Yeah. They have an album out called The Lonely Island. And I got it's big down there in Florida, Fresh. It's a bunch of niggas that's singing about being on a fucking boat.
Oh, I don't know about all that.
Oh, you ain't hear this shit?
Nah.
I done played it 2 times already.
I don't get into shit like
that. Shit is fucking hilarious, too, man.
Yeah.
It's like there's no point to the song. And what they're doing is that they're making fun of music nowadays, how you can just come up with anything and put a nice beat to it. And if it's starring somebody like T-Pain or Eminem or some shit, that bullshit ass song will make a hit.
Yep.
This is the shit right here. I ain't gonna play it all.
Yeah.
Yo, I like this shit. Like, It's catchy. Niggas ain't saying a motherfucking thing. They're not saying nothing. Nothing at all.
That's the whole thing. Like, the beat's hard, and I like the way it rides, like, the way he goes on the beat, but it's like, the lyrics don't make no fucking sense.
No sense at all.
Like the way he spits onto the beat, it sounds hot, but that's it's just like, right. What he's actually talking about, I'm like, yo, what the, you on a boat?
What's that talking about?
So what the fuck?
Talking about the song I just played, this motherfucker singing about being on a boat, that's it.
Oh, I'm glad I missed it.
Yeah, your caller, you're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
I love that jam. I love that jam. I'm a white boy, so I gotta love that jam.
Oh, yeah. I mean, did you see the video?
It's a white boy's jam. I just think it's a parody of how hard others try to be. So we're like, hey, we're white. We can be hot, too.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I like Eminem. I like this new guy that's out.
I think it's like a, it's real like a South type track. You know what I'm saying? That's like.
It is.
Some shit you only hear like, you know, Dirty South, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and it just made its way up north, cause my boys that I used to work with in Philadelphia for fucking radio and shit,
yeah.
On the fucking, you know, on a dial tone or whatever, but it's like they work down in Florida, and they actually called up the show like last week or 2 weeks ago, and they were like, "Yo, we need to download this track. I'm on a boat." They said down there it's a hit. Like, motherfuckers call up constantly requesting that track.
Anything,
so I'm listening.
Anything is a hit down there. Chicken noodle soup with a soda on the side was a hit down there. Come
yeah,
on.
You're right.
It made its way up north. It could make its way right back down south, though.
Yeah,
you're right. Hey, well, what about you, Carly? Did you like that song, Chicken Noodle Soup?
Yeah, he did.
I love it. You know
what happened?
I like it. It's all good.
Yeah.
Chicken Noodle Soup with a soda in it. Well, I don't got a soda on the side, but I'm actually do have some chicken noodle soup, though.
Oh, yeah, you got a little chicken noodle soup, huh? You got a little bit of chicken noodle soup?
I ain't got the grape soda to match it, though.
Yeah, nigga. Get some like that crushed strawberry.
Yeah, I know.
Crushed strawberry soda, nigga.
I just said the grape one just to be funny, you know?
Yeah, nigga.
Oh my god.
That shit is funny though.
That's that Mayan ODB, ain't it?
Well, originally that's what it was. But right now, that's the that Jada Kiss beat with ISIS or something like this. ISIS or ISIS or something like
that. You didn't get that letter to Big Man? What's happening? I know you got that.
Nah, I found some other shit though.
Man, what's going on here?
There was some other shit, bro. It was by a little C's.
Nah, what you should have put in, I should have told you to put in
Jada. I didn't even go looking for that because I got here late.
You wailing. That's the shit that needs to be played right now, bro. That nigga Fresh over there, you heard that shit before Fresh?
Nah, that big headed nigga hung up. So, hey, yo, how do you pronounce your name? Because it came up the on now or the oh no.
Oh. Well, my real name is Theo Nowicki, but I just shortened the Nowicki part to now, so you can call me Theo.
Theo, I held that. Well, Theo, welcome to Angry Bastard Radio, the Angry Bastard Radio Experience. Should sound all professional and shit.
Right.
And, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Palm Springs, California.
Okay. Oh, shit. He's all the way on the other side. It's dark over here and it's light over there. It's cold as hell over here and it's hot as a motherfucker over there.
It's hot as a motherfucker.
It ain't that cold over there.
Our women over here are okay, but women over there are hot to trot.
You know why? Because of the weather, dog. The hotter it is out there, the less they come out. You feel me?
Yeah, you're right.
Summertime out here is not a bad look.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Summertime over here is definitely, you know, on point. But it's like, I like the Cali women, like, they, like, you know, they swag. Like, and they all talk like they're fucking proper.
It's just that West Coast lingo.
There's a West Coast lingo?
That West Coast lingo, that Bay Area, fish easy, my knees easy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That Bay Area stuff, man.
Hey, Phil, I got a question for you. How can you tell whether your girl or not is a piece of shit before you get too deep into the relationship?
Hung up?
I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at... Nah, he's still there. Yo, Phil.
In the cut like a Band-Aid.
Yeah, he's definitely in the cut like a Band-Aid.
So good, though. What are you doing? Said, I'm throwing this out. We ain't got no milk. Hey, you better put some water in that damn shit.
Water? You put some motherfucking water in that shit.
Hey, hey, hey! Take the garbage out first time. Poop, nigga. That's what it is right now. Get some of that nice and that nice hot stuff in me real quick. Pause. Yo, man, you ain't get to have a date in either? Nope. That can't stop me? Nope. Choke down a little
bit.
You ain't even get that other one, but choke down a little bit. Bullshit. Download some bullshit about a nigga on the boat, but won't download the letter to Big? Come on, son, that's disrespectful, G.
I mean, first of all, I would just like Big anyway. Like, Big is okay. I think Tupac is better than that nigga.
Talking about Big is okay.
What does that mean? I mean, I'm from New York, and I like the Philadelphia Eagles. Like,
I mean, that's something different, though. This is a legend you're talking about, though.
I mean, Big, I mean, he's cool. He's twisty. He's hot, but... I think Pac is better than that nigga.
Why?
I'm sorry.
Why? Because Pac live a different lifestyle. That's why he's better.
Everyone always said, oh, well, you know, Big had more lyrics. I mean, Big was just an angry individual. Like, I mean, he was fat. I mean, of course he's going to be angry all his life.
That dumb life mentality and all that other shit. Big was just that cool, casual, coogee-wearing nigga.
That's exactly why I want to go see this fucking movie. And of course, being the fact that it's produced by, I know Puffy probably had a big say in it.
They
good. They made Tupac look like a straight up bitch.
Yeah, they made Pac, yeah, like, even when on a preview, like, come on, the way Pac was an L.
Fuck on the D, Black.
Somebody told me in the movie, they said they made Big look like a bitch.
Oh, any Big.
That's what I heard.
Ah, shit.
I ain't see it, so I don't know. I guess if I ever come across the bootleg, you know, I'll let you know.
The Udi Mishes?
Straight up.
The Udi Mac?
Yeah, this shit was mad good. I'm about to get another one.
Falafel with cheese?
He said, you owe me a falafel, motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
That shit was funny.
Oh, he's a fucking Van Cologist.
Uh-huh.
So what's up, man? How can you tell if your woman is a piece of shit or not?
No.
Or the girl you're about to smash off is a piece of shit. He's a shite.
Girl I'm about to smash off is a slime ball.
Yeah.
When all she wants to do is fuck.
So after all she wants to do is fuck, she's a piece of shit.
Yeah, she's a piece of shit, but I ain't mad at her for it, though. Who you go to the show with last night? You ain't got to lie, Craig.
You ain't got to lie. Oh, you watching that shit.
Yeah. But you know what? It's all right, though, because I treat her like a piece of shit in the same sentence. You know what
I'm saying? You said what?
I guess she thought she was my girl.
Oh, so you actually have a story about a piece of shit girl.
Yeah, I could kind of say that. Not really, but you know.
Right, so let's let everyone else there, Radio Land, know, you know, what the deal was.
Oh boy. Wow. Now, first things first, I gotta start with Messy Broad. She was messing with some dude I know.
Uh huh.
I know him, but I don't know him, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, he messing with a chick or whatever. So one night we had some month hours over or whatever. And, you know, we freaking off or whatever, da 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 da. I don't want to put myself too much out there. But, like, you know, somehow that got wind back to his, you know, to his shorty. So this shorty's coming up to me, questioning me about shit. I'm like, listen, man, my name is Bennett. I'm not in it. You heard? Man, I don't know none of that. I was there with my shorty. And I was just caught up with what I was doing with my story. I don't know what else was going on. So she's like, you friend. I'm like, well, I gotta be friend. So, to make a long story longer.
And longer.
Bitch chick, I don't know, like, she wanted, like, I mean, cause niggas was, like, we make hood celebrities. Like, you see how we make hood TV? You see how you make hood TV?
Yeah.
We be making hood celebrities, like. Hood celebrities is the other side, and you know what I'm saying? It's the dark side, like, you know what I'm saying? So, Jody got wind of the hood celebrities and was like, hold on. Whose beef is that? Like, I'm like, yeah, it's mine or whatever. So Shorty's like, yo, where you at? Like, I'm like, I'm with my white son right now. We chilling, we cruising, we coasting through the streets or whatever. So she's like, yo, come out. Like, come to the hood or whatever. I'm like, come to the hood. She's like, yeah, I got this shorty, I mean, you could talk to or whatever. So I'm like, all right. I'm like, yo, let's go out here, white boy, let's see what these, you know what I mean, he's talking about. So I go out there, whatever, shorty come out, looking, oh, so good, oh, so right. It's the Filipino chick I was telling you about. Looking oh so right. So I'm like, Now I see her friend. I'm not even interested in her friend. Because her friend is really not that popping compared to shorty. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't think you really called me out here for her. Like, I hope you didn't call me out here for her or whatever. So she's talking. She's like, yo, well, let me get a cigarette or whatever. Like, cigarettes is in the car. She's like, come to the car with me. Let's get a boogie.
Mm-hmm.
My white son is talking to the chick. You know what I mean? Talking to the other chick already. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, good. He's rapping with her. I'm going to go over here real quick. Yo, so I go over here. We get in the whip, God. I get this chick the bogey. Man, listen. I say she just dove for dick, basically. Like, she was on it. Like, so I'm like, damn, I like, how could you do your man like that? And hey, I ain't mad at her though. She got me. Like, she got me, and I wasn't turning that down. Hell no. Hell no. Chicks is grind balls, my nigga.
Yeah, dog.
So I had to get grimy right with her. Why not?
Nope.
And then it was what it was from then, you know. And then from there, you know, I guess at that point in time, I guess she thought, you know, she was my, you know, shorty because, you know, I aired her out or whatever. That wasn't the case. Like, she was getting on the bus to come see me, getting back on the bus to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, had to whoop that bitch.
Uh-huh.
Fucking whoop that bitch. Whoop that trick, whatever you want to call it. That be that with that. She ain't call me in a minute, though. I ain't gonna front. I kind of miss getting half of them.
Wait, that was your boy's girl?
I mean, something like that.
Oh, that's fucked up. Did you tell your boy?
I mean, I think he knows.
Oh, shit. This is funny.
I mean, what can he really say? He was, I mean, smashing off other bitches, like, woo!
Yeah, nigga.
He was smashing off other chicks, too. He's trying to put me in that zone again.
Uh-huh. Can't focus.
Nah, I can't. Oh, man. I need some Doritos.
I'm going to tell you right now. You can tell your man is a piece of shit and has no backbone if he, and a lot of women would like a man to just come home and give them their check. Like, everything you work hard for, you're going to give me their money. But once a nigga does that, like, once a nigga does what women want us to do, we now fall into the, he's a sucker and he's a piece of shit, and I'm just going to get him for his money.
Hell.
Yeah, so.
I'll whoop that trick crazy.
Word. I mean, I ain't gonna, you know, we don't have a female on here to, like, just, you know, tell the size for the guys. So, I guess I'll, you know, blow up a couple of spots. I'm sorry, fellas. One way you can tell if your man's a piece of shit is if he always tells you, no, I really don't want to go out to the movies tonight, and I don't want to go out to dinner, I really don't have the money for it. And you believe him, but every time you get in his car, he always has something new, like, you know, rims or a TV headset. You know what I mean? He just got 10 on his car. That's a sign of that he is a piece of shit, and he really doesn't give a fuck.
Why he gotta be a piece of shit? Why he just don't want to spend it on her?
Well, I mean, because it's like, if I don't want to spend my money on a chick, I'm going to come out and say, like, look, I mean, I want to spend my money on you. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be around the bush like, Nah, fuck that. Because I want you asking me later on in the future. So we're going to end it right here. I don't like you. I'm not taking you out.
Straight up. Or I do like you, but I'm not taking you out.
I'm not taking you out. You know what I mean? So don't ask me in the near future. No questions at all, because it's not going down. I mean, that's pretty much it. They say between the ages of 16 and 20, many mental illnesses become noticeable between the age of 16 and 25. If you want to see if your spouse is a wacko, male or female, don't get married if you're going to get married. If that's in your head, don't get married until they are at least 25. Then see how they act. Oof. That shit is fucking funny.
Ow!
Warning signs. The main groups of issues are who manages the money. Oh, yeah, well, of course. Who works, who raises the children, how to discipline the children, running the house, and sex. How often? Damn, if I get married to a chick, I'm getting ass from her anytime I want to. Damn it, do you know how much I paid for that ring? Your ass is mine. Pause. Or should I say, your vagina is mine. I'm sorry. That's what it is. Are you controlling? Do they always have to do things their way? He's a piece of shit. Or she's a piece of shit. Any girl that does not want to just level with you and say, oh, well, you know what? You're right, we can do that. Or, you know what I mean? If there's a chick that's always bossy, she's a piece of shit. She's obviously was in a relationship where she had no say, and she found the most quietest nigga out there that she could just lift her finger and tell the nigga to jump and him say how high. I mean, so she's a piece of shit for that. Do they get really mad about little things, like when you leave clothes on the floor or papers on the couch? You're a piece of shit. Why are you yelling about me leaving my shit around? That's my house. You got a problem with it, pick it the fuck up. Don't be a piece of shit and walk over this shit.
You know what, hold on. You know how else you can tell your shorty's a piece of shit? When she offers to clean your room, knowing that she's looking for phone numbers.
Yes! Yes! Yes, sir! And offer, not even just the room, anything. Offer to clean anything just to be fucking nosy.
It's all right, though, because I used to be like, God, hey, clean my shit.
Mm-hmm. Word. When you find all the numbers, just collect them in a box and just put the number box. But clean my shit.
Word. I'm Leon Phelps, nigga.
Leon Phelps.
Too small for that. Let me clean your room. I'm like, what? God. I sit right here and smoke this blunt and watch TV.
Yep. While you clean my room.
Mm-hmm.
In search for something to bring up. Just
mm-hmm.
something.
Yeah, God. Look for something. Anything. And you know what's even more funny? When they leave something here and, you know.
Yes. Yes. I don't know why.
And you forget about it and then, you know. He cleans up and then what's this? Like, come on, dog. Like, what do you mean, what's this? That's yours. Like, put it on right now.
Yeah, put it on right now.
Like, come on, that's yours. You can't play me.
I'm going to tell you another way you can tell if you're a piece of shit or not. Same situation, they leave stuff around. But it's like, they leave them. They don't just like, oh, well, I'm just going to throw my underwear in the corner or something. Mm-hmm. Motherfucking piece of shit bitches, what they do is, they will lift your mattress. And put a pair of their panties underneath your mattress. Or go underneath your sink and just throw some panties underneath there. Or go in your dishwasher and throw some underwear and some lipstick and a tampon box in your fucking dishwasher. Somewhere where they know another female will be at. Just to get you caught up. If you don't trust a nigga that bad, just leave me. Don't be leaving little credentials in my crib. Because, I mean, that's just fucking stupid. Hey, don't be a fucking... That's a real piece of shit. I'm going to tell you another piece of shit. Women that... Look, I understand 2009 and y'all feel as though men should pay for everything. Not quite. You see, there's a thing called being a grown-ass woman. I'm a grown-ass man. If I choose to pay for you, I'll pay for you. But by all means, don't be a fucking filthy piece of shit. Go out to wherever we go, and I'll be like, damn, I got $100 bill on me. I'll pay you when I get out. You got money on you? Oh, no, I didn't bring no money because you asked me to go out. So therefore, I didn't bring no money because you're the man. You're going to pay for me. See, now I should just walk the fuck out right now and get you stuck on the fucking bill.
Nah, I would stay right there and hate. I would order my shit and just that would have been that.
Oh, and you would have paid for your shit only.
Yep.
Word.
Can play that role? Alright. Two can play that.
Yep. How can you tell if your girl's a piece of shit? Hit us up 914-338-1782. Take a shout out to dedication of request until 8 p.m. It's your boy GQ on SD. Angry Bastard Radio. Ladies, call us up. Let us know how you can tell whether or not we are a piece of shit. Fellas, call up with your insight. How can you tell if your woman is a piece of shit? We'll be here till, we got 15 minutes left. We'll be here till 8 p.m. But, shit, another reason. How can you tell if your girl's a piece of fucking shit? If she, man, I fucking totally forgot what I was about to say. Bitches that I'm tired of. I haven't been in a club in a minute, but when I am there, I'm tired of these bitches that come to the club to dance, but only dance with their homegirl. You got on this tight ass outfit, ass all fat, looking all good and shit. I'm interested. We're at a club. I'm interested.
Trying to
we're at a club.
Butt. I grind on her butt, nigga.
Yeah, like you're a piece of bitch. You're a fucking piece of shit as some reggae music comes on,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sitting there chilling with my drink in my hand, looking at that ass, and you want to back your ass up on me, but when I go to grab your ass, because your ass is all over my private parts, when I go to grab it, you walk away. Don't touch me. Don't disrespect me. Bitch, you disrespecting yourself by rubbing your shit all over my shit.
I can't
grab your ass now? You're a piece of fucking shit.
I'm the type of nigga to fall back. Yeah, my throat on me if you want to. I'm going to be standing right there, chilling, doing what I've been doing.
Oh, so you don't put no extra hand play in it?
With no need to. Like, last party I went to was some shit out here in Liberty Hall. He was kind of jumping, like I came in front, like that. I thought he was playing with reggae, nigga, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I walk in. I know a couple of women, you know. I could. This is an environment I can deal with because I know motherfuckers. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm chilling. I'm playing a wall. I'm rolling up. So he just came past. I don't know if she threw it back on me because she wanted to smoke. But so he just threw it back like, bloop, bloop. I'm like, oh, well, all right. Went back to commencing my rolling skills, rolling up the queen. She just dancing on. So I'm like, damn, she kind of got a fatty right now. Like, what's really going on now? Hey, you know what I mean? Like, I'm ready to grab her, but I'm like, I'm not even paying attention now. I'm sitting there rolling and smoking my weed, my nigga.
Yeah.
And music, I mean, the song changed. She just stopped and kept it moving.
What do you mean she kept it moving?
Like she was walking through the rest of the fucking party, nigga.
That's that corny shit.
Hey, well, it was corny, but it is what it is. It is what it is. Now, rest of the night, I was going crazy the rest of the night. Nigga, grabbing bitches up. What? What? I hit the dance floor, but I wasn't even in the dance floor, you feel me? And, like, for the dance floor, it was like, that shit you can lean on the dance floor, my nigga. Like, niggas was leaning on this shit, like, oh, well, it was crazy in there, son. It was crazy in there. This one nigga was fucking in there, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was crazy in there. Titties, guys, titties, niggas, sandwiching, bitch, oh, my God. Sandwiching bitches. Oh boy, that was a good party, man.
It's always a good party when a bitch is being sandwiched.
Yeah, sandwiched. You know what I mean?
Sandwiched.
How you doing, brother Craig?
Oh shit.
Well, son, that was a good party, but I don't know. Parties now be like bitches be out the mad stink with it.
I mean, it's like, I don't understand why, like, fucking, we're all here to have a good time.
For another reason, I don't like going to clubs, because niggas be bringing fucking girls to the club. Like, come on.
Well, I'm talking about lounges now, man.
Why you bring a girl to the club? Like, what's really going on?
Yeah, you're a fucking piece of shit. Both of you guys are, both a girl and a woman. You're a fucking shit, like.
What are you doing?
I'm tired of seeing it. Like, what are you doing? Who the fuck brings their girl to the club?
Go to a restaurant or something, man. Like, what the fuck?
You bring her to a club.
And you probably have some fine ass, some sexy ass bitch.
I mean, the only time I do that is if, I don't know, like, say she's like, yeah, I want to go out to dance. Then I might do that.
But
I mean, like, don't. But you have no right. Like, niggas is a piece of shit. Two reasons. Number one, niggas is a piece of shit because if you want, and it happens, it goes out for women and niggas. If a man comes up to your girl, or a girl comes up to your man, and they know nothing about your relationship, but because they hollered at your spouse. Your spouse went along with it. You want to fight them now. That makes no fucking sense whatsoever. Hey,
you know,
and be
just
smart
me,
about
it. Is your girl? Is this your girl? Yeah, it's your girl. I know what kind of kid this is, and I'm walking off. That all.
Yeah, like, don't get mad at that nigga because he's trying to talk to your girl. Like, I mean, just, yo, is that your girl? I done deal. Or, yo, that's my girl. Now, if a nigga get ignorant and be like, man, fuck you, nigga, I don't give a fuck.
I mean, come on.
We have the chin check in it.
We're not in the club too deep, so I'm not even worried about that. Like, if I go to the club, I'm not going to the club too deep. Like, if it's somewhere out here, I'm not going to the club too deep. I'm going to the club with, like, a thousand goonies.
Nigga said 1,000 goonies.
1,000 goonies. They all red flags now. Motherfucking, nah, I'll probably go with, you know, the darker brothers, man.
Mm-hmm.
Brothers don't move without the brothers, so, you know, we there, like. So it'll just be some shit in the spot, that all. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
I guess you want me to fucking chin check and knuckle buckle, nigga.
Word, knuckle buck.
Knuckle buck, man. Buckle your knee to the fucking right cross to your jaw.
Nigga, a shoe, a Timberland boot to the face. If you look for men, women, if you look for men, you know, that have, you know, rimmed out cars, and you don't give a fuck about anything else, you're a piece of shit. If you prey on another nigga, you know, because you, oh, I need a baby dad. My son needs a father figure.
Yeah,
you don't need no fucking father figure.
Don't even mention that.
Yeah, I mean, like, niggas are tired of hearing that. Oh, well, my son didn't succeed because he didn't have a father in his life. 95% of the kids out here, unfortunately. Okay, I'm going to say 75%. 75% of the kids out here, unfortunately, didn't have their father.
I'm one of them.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's like, and their moms... or grandmother, or whoever the fuck raised them, if it was a female, more than likely, did 10 times better than the male would.
Oh, yeah, grandma's just whip that ass like she was father.
Yeah.
Straight up. Grandma's just to give me them lashings, nigga. I ain't get keys, I got lashings, nigga.
Yeah, nigga. So if you think that you can't do it on your own, you're a fucking piece of shit. I'm going to tell you another piece of shit. See, I'm on a roll, man. Too bad we only got like 7 minutes or so, whatever. Another piece of shit. If you have no fucking job, your man has no job, and you have the nerve to say, I have 3 kids. I don't have a job. I'm on welfare. And I would have a fourth one, but I'm afraid of getting another boy. I want a girl.
Oh, Lord.
You piece of shit. How about you get a fucking job before you plan for anything? I'm telling these bum-ass bitches, man. You bring these children in this world to nothing. Because you was fucking and fucking and fucking until you got a fucking girl. You're a piece of shit.
He said, that is it, motherfucker. Hold on.
Yeah.
What you think he's on?
I go postal in this motherfucker.
He said, that is it, motherfucker. T is not around to save you. Now is the time. Put your shit up, bitch.
Word. Put your motherfucking shit up, bitch.
That nigga stupid. Nigga said, put your shit up, bitch. Put your hands up.
Your hands.
Oh, man, nigga.
Put your hands.
Stupid, that nigga is stupid. Let's go, Miss Parker. Splash your fucking bitch.
Mozzie. I got so much new music, man. It's amazing.
Yeah, everything but what the fucking kid asked you for.
Yeah, but it's like, you be asking for Jada Kiss and all that shit. I don't download
that
shit.
That's that real shit, nigga. That's that real shit I asked for, nigga.
Well, what I'm saying is that I always tend to have some type of Jada Kiss, whether it's old or new.
But
some hot shit.
Not the kiss that's needed.
Fucking, we got 4 minutes left. We'll probably, tomorrow's Wednesday, we'll probably do another segment of this, only I'll be able to promote a little bit more, and I'll have a long list of, and we might actually, you know, repeat some of the stuff that we talked about today. We'll give a fuck. But continue on tomorrow. It's going to be Angry Bastard Radio, Pile of Shite, Wednesday.
Oh,
the station that lets you speak your mind. Listen to 4th NYC's Funniest Angry Mad Roast Food, Smooth Angry Bastards Fridays a week, where we will be filling you in with all the latest gossip, drama, sex secrets, new music, prank calls, mama jokes, as well as letting you folks have the chance to air somebody out or put them on fucking blast and roast motherfuckers like a peanut that came in there fresh out the fucking oven.
I'm going to do some airing now.
You got some airing out there?
I'm going to do some airing now.
Tomorrow or now?
Not now, motherfucker.
Alright, well, bet. Niggas, you be fucking. Niggas are gonna, you know, do some fucking airing out.
I'm gonna do some airing out. Oh, boy. Fuck everybody.
Pretty much. I mean, what else can be said? I actually like this little topic. Because, see, now it gives me more time to think about more shit to, you know, spewk with.
Spewk.
So this is my track right here, nigga. What you remember about this?
Oh,
make sure you hit us up. MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Station that you speak your mind. I'm your boy, GQSD. Make sure you tune in tomorrow from 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. where we will be holding it the fuck down on... some serious shit. How to find out if your spouse is a piece of shit before it's too late. Make sure you send us comments. I'm going to play this track and I'm going to play something that SD, you know, look for something around his era and we're going to get the fuck out of here. But this track right here is off of that Funk Flex joint. This is going out to all the sexy ladies out there. Well, you know, I'm actually on the verge of talking to a young lady, so...
Oh,
you know, this is coming from SD to all the beautiful ladies out there. Cause me, I had to hang my dick up on a trophy or somewhere on a platter, and you know, I'm done. I'm out the game.
Ooh.
Set the shit up on the living room couch at your mother's house. As I push up in your bush like a fucking dove. I think it's different ways that we can lay before we foreplay. Second verse by saying, fuck them bitches that I used to mess with. They don't got shit on you when it comes to handling real dead. I like it when we're pushy and the sex is wet and good shit.
Wet and good shit.
I love it when you push me when I'm humping up in your pussy. Yeah.
Fuck you, girl.
Woman, when it comes to other cheeks, I tell them bitches to me. When it comes to other cheeks,
I really want to do is stay.
Brand new staff P. Uncle Murder. Sheep Loot. Sheep Lock. Last song of the night, baby.
I'm keeping it in the bank. I'm keeping it in the box. I'm keeping it in the bank.
We'll see y'all tomorrow night, 8:30 p.m. to 9:30.
Trash.